Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply climate change. Climate change. We all hear the news stories on television about the ever-changing atmosphere that we're living in and how the world is getting warmer in the wintertime and cooler in the summertime. They call that climate change. You've heard it expressed as global warming. You've heard it expressed as several different things. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're all familiar with it, not just the long-term climate change, but we're also familiar with the way the climate changes during the seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. And we've got to be prepared for every change of climate. By the same token, my friends, in business, there's also a such thing as climate change. There are seasons that indicate to us when it's time to do something differently and act in another way. Just like winter and spring are two different seasons that tell us that we have to move in a different direction, then the same thing, my friends and neighbors, atmospheres and environments and moods often change in business that require us to make some adjustments. My friends and neighbors, those who master the art of business climate change, who know how to flow with the ever changing seasons, are the ones that are going to excel and advance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, let's outline in our SHIFT acronym these five key elements of climate change. Now, today in this lesson, we'll only talk about the first three. That S reminds us of the importance of searching. Yes, my friends, think about it. If it was a storm outside, you'd search for your umbrella. If it was cold outside, you'd search for your coat and your hat, your gloves and your mittens. You see, oftentimes in business, when there is a shift in the atmosphere, a shift in the environment, a shift even in the culture, it requires us to search. What are we searching? First, we search ourselves. Are we doing what we were called to do? We ask ourselves, is this truly our passion? We ask, have we given our all to self-improvement and development? We ask, are we fully committed to the vision and mission? We ask, do we feel appreciation and are we showing appreciation? Yes, my friends, just like when it's hot outside, you search for your comfortable, cool clothes. The same thing, my friends, we've got to also search within to make sure that we're doing our part. Many people like to search the organization first, and they want to determine whether they've got the support and the resources that they need and whether the culture has changed and whether the opportunity is still in line with their goals, and those are all valid searches. Others want to search the team, and they want to discover whether or not their team is reaching their full potential and whether or not they're still learning from one another. I challenge you, my friends, that in the climate change in business, the first search we have to employ is a search of ourselves. Think about how many people walked away from jobs that were paying them quite a bit of money in order to do something they were passionate about. When Jeff Bezos searched himself, he discovered that he needed to leave what he was doing and start at Amazon. When Bill Gates searched himself, he founded Microsoft. When Mark Zuckerberg searched himself, he found Facebook. You see, my friends and neighbors, when we search within, we discover our passion, our drive, our focus, our mission. We then begin to start reaching deep down and becoming the best we can possibly be. That H, my friends, in our SHIFT acronym reminds us that from time to time we need to hibernate. Yes, my friend, many animals hibernate. The one that we know most about is the bear that hibernates throughout the winter. Take the time, my friends, I challenge you to hibernate. What does it mean? That means resting, rethinking, restoring, and remembering. When you rest, you're relaxing, you're unplugging, you're enjoying you and you alone. For some people, they rest by way of taking a vacation to another city, another state, another country. They want to get off by themselves, and that's a good thing. You see, because when we rest, we have an opportunity to rejuvenate our bodies as well as our minds. Then we want to rethink. We want to rethink what we're doing and why. We want to rethink how we got where we are, and then we want to restore. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that fire that you have, that burning desire, that drive, everything recedes and everything naturally hibernates. Take, for example, trees hibernate by shedding their leaves in the fall, and then they come back again strong in the spring. The tides roll in and roll out. That's a form of hibernation or receding. Everything does it. A snake will shed their skin and they come back restored and refreshed. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when we hibernate and we restore, we also remember. We remember the reasons why we're doing what we're doing, the cause that's greater than ourselves. We remember the people that are depending on us, who we're here to help and why. My friends, I ask if you have had an opportunity recently to hibernate. Have you taken some time by yourself just to relax, just to unplug, just to rethink, just to restore, just to remember the why behind why you're doing what you do? My friends, I tell you that the hibernation is a great thing. Bears hibernate, and even to a certain extent, when a caterpillar goes into a cocoon, that's a hibernation period, and that caterpillar is never the same. Imagine if we just took some time to rest and relax, to unplug, to unwind, to rethink, to restore, then imagine how beautiful and bright we become when it's all said and done. Last but not least today, my friends, that eye reminds us of the importance of becoming isometric. Yes, my friends and neighbors, isometric. This is simply the art of regaining balance. See, isometric, rather, means that we're regaining our balance. That means that our life is equal. It doesn't mean that everything is equal in our lives, so to speak. It simply means that everything is in its proper place. A pyramid is balanced only when the greater weight is at the bottom. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, you must find your greater weight. You must build everything around the main thing. You see, we all agree that green beans are good for us. However, there must be a balance of protein and vitamins and minerals and other foods in order for us to have a proper diet. So, how do you gain your balance? First, you analyze. You begin to think about what's most important and why. After you analyze, you prioritize. This is doing the things that need to be done most first. It's not putting it off till tomorrow. It's doing them at a high priority. Then it is standardized. It's following the same patterns every day. This is the art of establishing a routine. Then we optimize. This is simply the art of getting better every day, of making the most of each day. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all be isometric. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I'll make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.